USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new phase of the impeachment inquiry begins this week with public hearings. Lawmakers are still debating about the process, which begins on Wednesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Speaker Pelosi's decision and Adam Schiff's decision to prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses is just doubling down on stupid.
Also on Face the Nation, California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell.
We're going to handle that this week, taking up the Republican witness list, and we're going to be fair about it.
But Democrats do make clear that some of the proposed GOP witnesses are unlikely to be approved, like the whistleblower and Hunter Biden. It's going to be bitter cold this week, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
When it comes to minimum temperatures, the mornings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are looking at 80 locations that are expected to break low temperatures for the day.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.